Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's go talk some baseball right now with Mel Antonin. What's up, Mel?
Hey, good morning, Ed. Good morning, Rob. How are you guys?
All right. Doing well. Now, Mel, here we are, a day after the trade deadline. Orioles rumored to maybe have dealt two of their bullpen guys, at least one. They dealt none of them. Why? Do they really feel like they have a chance? Or were they underwhelmed by offers?
I think they were underwhelmed by offers. Dan Duquette said yesterday that he had talked to every team in contention about the bullpen, I think namely Zach Britton. And I think the idea was for the Orioles, ask for the moon, and if you don't get it, keep him. There's nothing wrong with standing pat. You do have a chance. But it would have been quite a story if Zach Britton had been traded to the Dodgers or to the Astros. Both the Astros and the Dodgers have rich, rich farm systems. So the Orioles could have made out well and still had a strong bullpen. You know, it's great to have Zach Britton, but they could have had a strong bullpen anyway, even without Britton, given the way Givens and everybody else is pitching.
What about the way it's being viewed around the league, though? Because I tell you what, I was reading the headlines preparing for the show, and it says trade deadline winners and losers. Dodgers, Yankees stock up, Orioles miss out. The Orioles made national news as the team that missed out at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think that's true. The Yankees certainly improved. The Cubs improved big time.
The Dodgers, they're never going to lose again.
Yeah, well, the Dodgers did it without trading any of their top-line prospects, and the Yankees just traded everybody. They gave away a lot of their good prospects, not their two top prospects, Torres and Fraser, but they did give away a lot. They added a third baseman. They added a couple of starting pitchers. They added some bullpen help. So the Yankees, it goes to show with the Yankees and the Cubs and the Dodgers and the Astros that if you have strong farm systems, you can pay off at times like this. And the Orioles farm system isn't that strong. And so they were trying to fix it in one big trade, and it didn't work out.
I'm here with Mel Antonin from Masson Sports. Mel, let's get to on the field last night. Ubaldo Jimenez in his last two starts has gone 13 innings, giving up 3 earned runs on 8 hits, 15 strikeouts, 4 walks. And you know as well as anyone, because you predict it every year, he'll have a run, and it looks like he might be on the beginning of one of those.
It looks like he is on the classic Ubaldo run. I think so. He looked great last night. It started out with a couple of doubles in the first inning that hurt him some, but he looked great. His pitches were moving. He was keeping them off balance. The Royals have been very hot, so maybe he's on a roll right now. Boy, the Orioles could ask for nothing better at this time of year. And, yeah, I know they're way behind in the standings. They're under 500 and everything, but all they have to do is look across the diamond and see where the Royals were at the end of May. And, the Royals made a big comeback. Now we'll see if the Orioles can. But to answer your question about Ubaldo, you never know. But it does look like he's on a roll, and it's interesting. It's interesting that he has now lowered his ERA to 6.46. To me, there's some irony in that. He's his ERA to 6.46. He's pitching well.
Yeah, that's some irony, all right.
It's incredible.
But that's just the way he is. I mean, we've been saying that ever since he came to Baltimore. He's just inconsistent. And when he's on, he's pretty hard to beat.
So, Mel, what about the people the Orioles did get? They were buyers. They did pick up Hellickson and Tim Beckham. I mean, where do you see Hellickson fitting in? We're talking, are they going to go to a 6-man rotation? Are they going to alternate him and Bundy to give Bundy a rest?
Yeah, because I think the trade is more about Bundy and saving his arm.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're going to have to wait and see. It could be saving Bundy, which, you know, Buck Showalter did say that Bundy can throw 180 innings this year, but that's a huge jump for a young pitcher that's had so many arm problems in his career. But, yes, it could be Bundy, or it could be that Tillman, Miley, and Jimenez are pitching for their spots in the rotation. But it does give them some depth. It's depth that they need. And, you know, his ERA, Hellickson's ERA is about 4.70, something like that. So he hasn't pitched all that well this year. But he also is very capable of going on a run. He's got very good experience, and he's a good pitcher. I don't know the guys. The Bundy theory and the other theory about just replacing the guy who's the weakest link, we're going to have to wait and see. But at least the Orioles have that decision to make, and that's actually a good thing.
Mel Antonin joins us, Masson Sports. Mel, Manny Machado last night, 2-for-4. You laughed when you said Ubaldo has lowered his ERA to 6.56. Well, you know, Manny Machado has raised his batting average to 2.46.
Yeah. Like crazy too, and now he's hitting at 246. Now, who would have thought that Manny Machado would be hitting 246, struggling to hit 246, raising his average to 246 at this time of year? But again, there's plenty of time for the Orioles to get back in the race and be serious contender. All they need to do is put a string together of 5 out of 6, 8 out of 9, something like that. They can do it if they get the starting pitching. But the starting pitching has been miserable for so long. You understand why Orioles fans would say, gee, I don't know if this can work or not, because it's a legitimate question. Do they have enough starting pitching? Can their starting pitching be consistent enough? The offense is there. The defense is there. And we know the bullpen is there.
Hey, Mel, what about what's going on? The Yankees and the Red Sox have been battling it out for first place. Do you think the Red Sox are being affected by this controversy with Price and Eckersley and all that stuff?
A little bit. I think it's a distraction, but for the most part, the Red Sox are experienced at dealing with distractions. But I think David Price has become a distraction. He's become a little bit of a story because of how he ripped into Dennis Eckersley, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, who does a very, very good job. He's very honest in his critiques of the Red Sox. But the Red Sox biggest issue now is where can they find some power, and will Addison Reed help in the bullpen? That'll be the big news. And then, of course, their rotation can be inconsistent at times beyond Chris Sale and everybody. So they do have some issues, but they're awfully good too. They just got to hit better. That would help again too.
Mel Antonin. Mel, I'll see you later, my man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.